That grass that we've been standing on ain't getting any greener. And that fat that we've been chewing on just keeps on getting leaner. We hem and haw about how we ought to head for something bigger. And babe, I think it's time we put our finger on the trigger.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
It's go time, it's show time. All that I know is I'm ready any minute. We ain't got to have a ticket in it.
All right, folks, we're into another show here of Real Estate Realities, and we're talking why most Americans don't create real estate wealth. That's right. A lot of people, they buy, sell, chase on the hamster wheel, and it's, you know, the average American only lives in a property 5 to 6 years, and that's just, it's crazy. I mean, it's wild because if you think of the stock market and how you would just day trade stocks, right? Or, hey, I'm going to invest in my 401k for 5 years, then stop and then do it again and cash out. No one ever do that. Well, why do you do it with real estate? And it's because it's getting caught up with the Joneses and wanting to retain more and more and more. So you sell, you take the money, you buy a bigger, better house, and you just constantly keep doing that. And it's got to be tiring because it is simply just on the nonstop hamster wheel, right? So keep your properties, right? Hold on to them, turn them into rental properties, and that's the name of the game. But I'll tell you what, the good is that those of you who are in the long-term game of real estate are going to see values continue to stay elevated as inventory is at an all-time low. It is nationwide, and it is here in Colorado Springs. So your prices, may they level a little bit, they will not be declining. And what the bad is, sniff around and try to find a deal on a house soon because it's tough to find because inventory is so low. We're at this weird in-between point between the fact that we have, you know, all these people who don't want to sell. They got the golden handcuffs. These buyers who, you know, are hemming and hawing about rates. So then what does that leave with? A lot of nothing. That's what the story is. Hopefully that paints a picture for you. We're going to talk about real estate wealth and some facts on that as we go into our commercial break. If you have any questions about building long-term wealth, feel free to reach out to me, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. It's Justin Hermes with the Property Group. And boy, it sure is interesting for me this break. I just want to tell you how many people betting on the Fed to lower rates, and it's just not happening, right? The over-optimism and the fact that they're going to cut rates. I still think, I don't know, who knows, but we'll get them this year. But like I've been telling you, Q3, Q4, way too much optimism thinking we're going to get it in the spring or get it in June. So anyway, if you have thoughts on that, anything different you want to add, 719-232-1063. Once again, 232-1063. We'll be back after these messages.
Albuquerque, Tupelo, San Diego, San Antonio, Tallahassee, Walla Walla, Birmingham, or Buffalo, Chattanooga, Hoboken, gotta hit the road. It's go time.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, so we talk about people here who have real estate wealth, right? And we talk about millionaires, and you can do all the analytics you can here on even if they don't have, it doesn't look like they have real estate wealth, all the research I do, it's so funny, they hide it or they're partnered. There's a lot of people in town who go, I'm a silent partner in this, that, I just don't want my name on it for liability purposes. So it's very funny when you start to dig into this. I encourage you to do a little bit of Google work. 90% of millionaires have become so through real estate, right? It's unbelievable. The passive income, the cash flow that real estate creates, if you do it right. And what I've learned is when I looked at the most successful people through real estate, they were not constant leverage. They had times of leverage in their life, and then also times where they pulled back from leverage and paid down debt. Those were the ones I found who were the most successful through real estate. The ones who declared bankruptcy, had issues, were ones who were doing a constant game of leverage. It was continued leverage after leverage, and they finally leveraged themselves out of the business, right? So that's one thing I want to make sure, if you take away for anything from today's show, it is the fact that you can be leveraged, but it is the time of your leverage, it is how much the leverage is, and what that looks like. It is such an important thing to look at. So when we talk about passive income, this is it, folks. I mean, this really is it. You may get some on a CD or a savings, but it's not long-term passive income. The rates fluctuate, right? And also, it doesn't come with the tax write-offs. Find me the tax write-offs in the stock market. Find me the tax write-offs in your CD, the ability to do a 1031 exchange. It just isn't there. And that's why real estate is so popular. With the appreciation side, up, down, you know, that is what it is. We saw things take a massive correction in 08, but look, 15 years later, things are fantastic. Oh, let's look back to 82. Things are tough. 15 years later, things are back on the upswing. And that's why I tell people 15, 20 year holds is how you make your money in the game of real estate. So, you know, the massive tax benefits, if they weren't involved in real estate, if you didn't get them, then I wouldn't even own it. I wouldn't own it if I didn't get the tax benefits. And that's the secret sauce to real estate, is because it shelters you on the tax side. And here's the thing. Go come up with a business idea and bring it down to Wells Fargo and say, hey, I have 20% down. I want to get the other 80% for you for my awesome business idea. They're going to laugh in your face. But for some reason with real estate, they say, sure thing. Your credit score good. You got the income. We'll make it happen. It levels the playing field. Levels the playing field, folks. Real estate, that's why I love it. Because the small guy can win. And one of my clients, when I met him, made $40,000 a year. Now he has absurd amount of real estate, $3 million worth. And he makes more. He could retire. It has nothing to do with how much money you make. Real estate, it is the hard work, what you put into it, the different tools you can use to create wealth. And here's the other thing. You want to pull out that money. You want to cash out, right? You can refinance, pull that money out. It's all tax-free. What happens when you pull it out of the stock market after your gains? Tell me that, right? So we haven't even touched on the fact, the principal pay down. It's a forced savings account for you, right? You're paying down principal. And if you're doing it right, your tenant's paying rent. And in turn, paying down principal for you, for your retirement. And the icing on top is, fourplex or under, right? If you're not above a fourplex, you're not on a commercial loan, it's a fixed rate. It's low, low, low risk. It's base hits only. And that's why some people go, man, why don't you get into commercial and start hitting home runs? No, because I've seen those people strike out. I'd rather take small base hits, low risk, fixed rate mortgages, than get into this crazy leverage adjustable rate mortgage deal. That's one of the things my father told me. He said, Justin, be careful. Those people are offering 10% down, 5% down on investment properties back in the day. They have these adjustable rates as a caveat, and you can lose real fast. You're highly leveraged. Make sure that you start in a reasonable manner and how you enter the market, right? I started with single family, got into some multifamily. Now I have one commercial property, but you know what? Probably good enough. I'm not going to continue to leverage and leverage and leverage, right? There comes a point in time where you hit your goals and you say, all right, now it's time to be in the conservative corner. So one of the reasons that baffles me is the fact that Americans don't create wealth in real estate. And we talked about this. They keep up with the Joneses. Once they see equity, they sell, they buy bigger, they're on the hamster wheel. And it's like, what? Well, no wonder we're 15th in the world for home ownership. I mean, it's crazy. We're 15th in the world, the United States of America, 15th. I can't believe it, right? So when you see the investors that jumped in, there's less now because it's tougher to make things work, but 30% of the homes bought in 2021 were cash. I mean, is that not absurd? They were cash investors. If 500 U.S. cities hit 1 million average home, first-time buyers were only 37% in 2021. I mean, it's just like, what? All these cash people getting in, all these hedge funds getting in. Huh, you think they know what they're doing? I would say so, right? And then you look at the short-term mindset. This is so funny because I talk with some of my friends who flip homes and they go, I can't believe I flipped that home back in 19 and now it's worth double. And I did it and I made 20 grand. and I could have $200,000. Why didn't I keep it? And I just go, well, I don't know. That's not where I hang the short term, unless it's a plan, like I said on the show two shows prior, where you're doing a short term sale to pivot and do a, you know, short term sale. So you pivot to a 1031 to increase it into a higher market. But really, if you're not doing a 1031 exchange, it should be a 15 to 20 year hold is what you should be doing. Interest rates taking away borrowing power is another thing. That it's tough right now because your principal pay down is way less, your interest rates are higher, and your cash flow's less. Ultimately, guys, I think this is great. Because you know what? It weeds out the part-time investors. You know why I think the real estate commission thing's great? Great. Cut my income in half for the next 3 to 5 years. I would rather have that happen and we lose half the realtors in the industry and we return to a professional, respectable industry than one that anybody can get their license, anybody can sell, and there's brokerages that charge barely anything to hang your license. Good. Let's get the barrier to entry higher, because it made me laugh when I came into real estate and to get my license, it took me a month. And then, like, I took the test and passed, great. And in tennis, many of you don't know, I went to school for business marketing with an emphasis in tennis management. You know how long it took me to pass my United States Professional Tennis Association? 6 months. It was grueling. And I kind of wondered about real estate. Not to knock on my own industry, I go, why is this so simple? And there's no, like, minimum for, like, bachelor's or associate's degree like they do for appraisers. You know, it's tougher to become an appraiser than it is to become a real estate agent. You know, that's where I look at this. Great, the correction? Yes. Will it have an impact on income? Absolutely. Will it be good for the industry in the long term? Absolutely. You know, and that's just one of the things. I went down that rabbit trail, but it's like, man, when everyone thinks it's easy to be an investor and they're all jumping in, we get all these part-timers and they're picking up deals, right? And they're not in it for the long haul. So that's another thing I want you to focus on, is get away from the instant gratification. You have to buy, you got to hold these things 15, 20 years. You can't sit and go, hey, I'm going to just turn this real quick and make my profit and run. It doesn't work that way. And if you want quick returns, that's why I don't work with people who flip. I don't want quick returns. I want steady. You know, I want to build long-term wealth. That's what I want to help people do, right? Now, if you're tuning in this first time, you're going, how do I get into it? How do I do it? To each its own. It's tailor-made, okay? You give me a call at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. I'll talk to you about it. And you know what? All I ask is you be upfront. If you have a realtor or a friend or a brother or a cousin, like everyone does now, who's a realtor, just be honest. I'll give you advice and help you out. The worst thing you can do is be a user. I've ran into a number of those. I had a little pissing match here before I started the show, I'll be honest, because it's somebody who was saying, hey, you're my guy, you're my guy, you're my guy for the last 8 years, and you help people in unbelievable ways, and all of a sudden it's, hey, I'm buying a property with another real estate agent. I'm going, I put you in my personal property, under market value, help you out, do all this and this and this. You know, deeply, why? Because you're a veteran. I, like, wanted to help you, you know, and then I got burned. And that's part of the business. I'm not going to sit here and pout. It's just, you know, don't tell me that I'm your guy, right? And so I always have just told people, and I've had conversations with people at this radio show, say, I have a realtor. Great. You know what? Good for you. You have a backbone and you're honest and you're loyal. I love to talk real estate with you. I don't care if I make a dollar. Good for you. And that's the thing too, when you get into buying investment properties, is getting a good team. You have a good accountant, good insurance agent, good roofing company, good maintenance. And if you're loyal to them, guess what? You're probably going to do a good job. If you're cheap to them and you bounce around all the time, probably not going to have the A squad. And that's the short-term mindset there, folks. It just is. So be honest, be upfront with people, build a good team, right? Be in it for the long haul, and you will win. I'm telling you right now, you will win if you approach real estate this way. If you're here to go, I want to make a quick buck and drive away in my Lamborghini and tell my friends how I made all this money flipping homes and no money invested and blah, 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 blah. The stuff I see on YouTube, change the channel, because we're probably not a good fit. You know, we're here slow and steady, win the race, baby. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, 232-1063. It's 232-1063. We'll be back after these messages.
My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing. Of thee I sing. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
I'm gonna kick my feet up, then stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't.
All right, folks, we're back into it. Third segment here. A lot of breaks today, but we're getting it done. And the biggest thing I want to just leave you with, I'm not even leaving it, I'm starting you with this, but small base hits over your lifetime. I've said this before in the prior, I'm just going to say it again. Low risk, fixed rates, right? Live below your means, set goals. These are all the things that will help you be successful. I will tell you that right now. Owner-occupied is a way to do it with your kids. It's a way to do it with yourself. I've had so many people build wealth. They go, I don't have all this money I make. Someone like one of my friends, I'm not going to mention his name, but he just moved into homes. He did it legally. Got a loan, living it for a year, bought another. Got a loan, living it for a year, bought another. Right? I've had people who've bought three with their kids. And they're like, this is unbelievable. It changes our trajectory of our family. Maybe even like the next generation and the next generation. I can't believe like we did this. We're buying a home with every single one of our kids. Well, there you go. That's thinking outside the box. That's why it doesn't happen, folks. And part of it's good it doesn't happen because everyone would be a real estate investor. But guess what? When they teach you in school to just work hard until you're 60, then put, you know, and you put all your money in your 401k, and then someday you'll be able to retire. They even talk about owning a home, what that looks like, long-term investment, all that. No. I don't know why. And that's why I like to go in. I teach junior achievement. I talk about this stuff. I'm like, especially some of these kids are like, what do you want to be? Oh, doctor, this, that. And not to knock what some of them say, but I go, how come none of you said plumber? Oh, I don't want to be a plumber. I go, well, it's kind of funny because one of you mentioned attorney, and my plumber, who's done a great job building his business, he makes double what most of the attorneys make in town, but he's a plumber. Okay, well, there's just a lack, I guess, of explanation for what you can do. And each industry in its own can lead to massive success, but it's thinking outside the box, and it's not always taught in school. And that's why wrapping your head around this real estate is so tough for people, right? And you have to start asking yourself deep questions. It's a large investment. Do you own a home now? Should you keep it? Should I rent it? Did I make a bad purchase? Should I just sell it? Cash flow. What's the appreciation look like in this area? What are my taxes? Am I in a metro district? Am I in an HOA? Well, how are those things looking, right? How are the reserve accounts looking? Where are you moving? What's the new mortgage look like where you're moving, right? We talked about two shows ago, 1031 exchange, eliminating debt, right? How does this all look? So what would you do with your money? I've talked to people, sometimes I've told people to sell. You have 100K of profit, go, great. Pay off all your student loans. Don't keep it because you're making 8% return on your real estate and you're losing 20% out the back door with your mortgages. I mean, really? So another topic I have people going into assisted living, cash flow, better, lump sum. You know, some people say, hey, well, here's a assisted living that's going to do things differently. They require all this money up front. They don't have to pay anything. Maybe we keep it. Maybe it's a monthly, right? It all, you got to tailor-made it towards your retirement and what it looks like. Do not own. If you talked to the lender, have you budgeted? Have you looked at property types? Townhouse, single family, multifamily, right? Or do you own right now and you just want to invest more? How does that look? Are you trying to house hack? Right? Are you trying to turn your basement into a duplex? Right? I mean, that's just it's the way it looks. When you own or occupy, you can get in at 3% or lower. Investment property, it's 20%. Can you occupy with your kids? Is there anyone in your family you want to invest with? Helps with the leverage, helps with less down payment, right? Roommates renting the basement. I started that way as my first thing in real estate. I had a condo in DC and I got a roommate, and that's probably if the gentleman Doug, a realtor with Remax out there, didn't sell me the place and I didn't have a roommate, and start the wheels didn't start turning, I probably would not be in real estate. It's just that simple. I started seeing, this guy's paying me $1,000 a month and I'm doing nothing. It's just $1,000 a month coming in passively. This is unreal. And he's paying for my investment. Then the wheels started turning. So it can be as small as, hey, you own your house, get a roommate. If you're younger, get a roommate. I had a roommate for 8 years. Awesome roommate. You know, rented the basement. It was great. That's where I started. And I also started with a cosign with my sister because I was teaching tennis, commission based, right? So you had to have a cosigner. So I cosigned with her. So there you go. Got in the game. Got my foot in the door with an FHA loan, my first two properties. Then got it into conventional. What were they? 1950s properties. First one was a condo. You don't just jump to something glamorous right away. You don't just jump to multifamily right away. You start small and you build it. And if you have the right attitude, if you have the perseverance to do it, and you have the big mindset, right? If you're looking at it with the big mindset, then you're good. Then you're good. If you're looking at it short term, you're not good. It's that simple. You're not good. So make the long term, get it done right, talk with an accountant, build a good team, right? Be loyal to your people, and you'll go far, and you'll get the things I talked about. You'll be unlike any of the other Americans who don't want to have investment properties. So it is what it is. It's two sides of the coins right now, and we're a pivotal time in our environment where home ownership is taking a back seat. I told you, we ranked 15th in the world for home ownership, and it's declining, and it is simply more multifamily. Millennials don't want to own, and corporations and hedge funds coming in and buying investment properties. What side of the coin do you want to be on, right? I mean, as our property rights continue being attacked every year, do you want to get in now? So you have some sort of foothold to stand on? Because I'm on the camp that, like, you know what? They may not want interest rates to go down. Have you heard anybody really encouraging home ownership? Joe Biden talked about some tax break thing, and I don't know that was made up, because I don't know anybody who's seen that. But I'm not even, they're not pushing real home ownership, right? I mean, look at all the hedge funds that have purchased. Look at BlackRock, have owned all this real estate. They want this one world order, and they want you to World Economic Forum. Own nothing, be happy, full reliance on the government. And if you think I'm off my rocker, go online and look at it. They blatantly say that. They blatantly said by 2050, between now and 2050, over the next 25 years, we're going to see the renter population double home ownership. Okay, you literally are coming out and saying that on government website. Yeah, there's going to be double the amount of renters than there are owners. This is America. I mean, that's part of the American dream. Are we losing that? Don't lose it for you and your family. Don't lose it. Get after it now, and just take advantage of what you, with the freedoms you have and what you got going on right now. I mean, that is the ticket, and I want to help share that with you. 719-232-1063. Once again, 719-232-1063. You've been listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, broker owner of the Property Group, located 305 South Cascade. Use the gifts God has given you and bless somebody else today, folks. We'll see you back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1. Have a fantastic week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. I'm on hip-hop.